Mi chiamo Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, ineye ma'o keruda, medinde kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Greetings to all Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut, meaning Africans, black people. Today is ma'o keru day. My name is Kwesi ra nehmpata akan. Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut have been engaged in a protracted war with the whites and their offspring for over 12,000 years. This war will continue until the whites and their offspring become extinct. The whites and their offspring have waged war against us all over the world on many different fronts, militarily as well as culturally. They were always easily overcome, year after year, century after century, millennia after millennia, by us, until they finally realized that the only way that they might gain some measure of control over a small percentage of us was to figure out a means by which that percentage of us could become self-destructive in outlook and behavior. They could only control us if we weakened ourselves. Only the immature, the unaware in our community ever fell into this trap of the whites and their offspring, and it is only the unaware and immature in our community who do so today. It is time for the immature and unaware to mature and become aware. We must locate immaturity within ourselves and consciously and continuously work to eradicate it. We must do so through increasing our awareness physically, intellectually, and spiritually, culturally. Self-destructive behavior amongst Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut is made possible only through the creation and imposition by the whites and their offspring of a self-destructive outlook or worldview upon Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut. They must impose their culture, their nature, disorder upon us, and we must acquiesce to some extent in order to become self-destructive. This is the true basis of enslavement, for cultural enslavement and spiritual disorientation is the prerequisite for long-term physical and economic enslavement and domination. Before the white European began to engage in the trafficking of Afurakani, Afurait Kaitnut prisoners of war as slaves, the white Arab and the white Asian had already been so engaged. Over 1,000 years before the white European was able to participate in the enslavement process at the level that they so desired, the white Arab was controlling what is called the Arab slave trade. Moreover, further east in China, during the Tang Dynasty, over 1,000 years ago, Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut prisoners of war and captives were enslaved by the Chinese and other white Asians. The white invading so-called Aryans of India and today's Pakistan have been involved in the oppression and enslavement of Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut for centuries after having fought a 1,000-year war against us there. The white migrant Asian, now erroneously referred to as the quote-unquote Native American or quote-unquote indigenous American, this truly migrant from Asia in the Americas and the Caribbean, also participated in the enslavement of Afurakani Afurait Kaitnut prisoners of war and captives when it was possible, when it was expedient for them to join us against the white European. They would temporarily move in that direction. However, we must understand that all of the whites and their offspring, those of Europe, Asia, the Americas, and the Caribbean, are the enemies of all Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut. Today, the enslavement of Afurakanu, Afurait Kaitnut is perpetuated at even higher numbers than during the major era of physical enslavement. This is made possible through the manipulation of the immature and unaware Afurakanu Afurait Kaitnut into self-destructive individuals, self-destructive populations, and self-destructive nations. The major mode of that manipulation and self-destruction is through the whites and their offspring promoting our misguided acceptance of genocide via abortion within our community, and promoting the misguided pseudo-theological and pseudo-scientific rationalizations surrounding its practice. It is often estimated that 500,000 Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut were taken to North America during the physical enslavement period, while the other 13 plus million were taken to South America, Central America, the Caribbean, and Europe. In reality, the number is more than 10 times that. Nearly 5 million Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut were brought to North America, while the other 95 million were shipped to South and Central America, the Caribbean, and Europe. It took over 300 years for the whites and their offspring to enslave 5 million Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut in North America alone. However, since abortion became legal 33 years ago, over 13 million Afurakani Afurai Kaitni babies have been aborted. We have ordered the murder of more than twice as many of our people through abortion in 33 years than the whites and their offspring were able to enslave and murder within 333 years. The primary aim of the whites and their offspring has always been and continues to be to increase our death rate and decrease our birth rate. And this policy is carried out most effectively by convincing us to orchestrate the murder of our own children in the womb. When an Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit spirit is sent into the womb, it is sent after having been drawn to Nyamewa Nyame, the Supreme Being, and given an Akra and Nkrabea. The Afurakani Afurai Kaitnit spirit is given a seed of divine consciousness, a soul, a drop of the Supreme Being's divine consciousness or soul, and it is given a function to execute in creation. The Akra and Nkrabea, the soul and the function, is implanted within the Tsum-Tsum or spirit of the individual. The individual Tsum-Tsum or spirit, now with a divine soul and a divine function, a divine purpose, is then sent into the womb and awaits birth for approximately 40 weeks. When we remove the spirit from the womb, before it has had a chance to execute its Nkrabea, before it has had a chance to be born and carry out the divine function it was designed to execute, we are seeking to go against Nyamewa Nyame Nsheshie, divine order. We are rejecting the Nkra, the message implanted in the Akra by Nyamewa Nyame. We are rejecting the Abosum, the Vodou, the Arusi, the Orisha, the deities whom are directed to empower the returning spirit to accomplish its function in the world. We are rejecting the Nananum Nsamanfo, the honored ancestresses and ancestors whom are directed by Nyamewa Nyame to guide the returning spirit in the accomplishment of our function in the world. We are rejecting the created order. We are in disorder. We have submitted to the nature and character of the whites and their offspring. The aborted spirit is often angry after having been ripped from the womb, usually by some white or West or East Asian so-called doctor. You have ordered a hit on your own child and allowed the white enemy to carry it out. The spirit of the child, the returning ancestor or ancestress, often becomes furious. Their spirit plagues the mother, the father, the family. Various forms of depression, anger, violence, health problems, psychological problems, financial problems, employment problems, relationship problems, and more will often manifest because of this act. The spirit is not appeased. Often that same spirit returns via conception again, only to be aborted once more. Many of the Afurite kite need women who have fibroid problems or exaggerated reproductive problems are suffering the repercussions not only of bad diet and the purposeful poisoning of their wombs by the whites and their offspring, which is absolutely true, but also the repercussions of the dissonant energy of an unappeased ancestral spirit whom they allowed the whites to murder. This spirit may have been a freedom fighter during enslavement, maybe one who even saved the mother's life in a previous lifetime from the white plantation owner, only to now be murdered with the permission of the same mother in this lifetime under the advice of the same white enemy. Some males who develop prostate problems and other reproductive problems are not only suffering from the repercussions of bad diet and the purposeful poisoning of their reproductive organs by the whites and their offspring, which is absolutely true, but also the repercussions of ordering the murder of one of their own descendants by the hand of the eternal white enemy. The ancestral spirit, after many tries, may finally be conceived and born, yet because of the immaturity and lack of awareness of who this spirit is and what they need, this individual grows up to be a cold-blooded killer in the Afurakani Afurite Kaitni community by the age of 13. We witness the senseless violence in our community and wonder how someone so young could shoot innocent bystanders, those who had nothing to do with the conflict between the two gangs whose conflict gave birth to the shooting incident. We wonder how the shooters can be so heartless. But as a returning spirit in the womb, they wondered how you could be so heartless to order their murder under the tutelage and foolish rationalizations of the whites and their offspring. You introduced them to cold-blooded murder in this world before they had a chance to be born. You ordered their murder because you didn't feel like raising them. There have been over 300,000 homicides in our communities over the last 33 years. Yet nearly 13 million abortions. Why are most of these abortions not considered homicides? Because the whites and their offspring have told you not to regard them as so, and like a damn fool you believe them. Wake up! Those 13 million killings, the majority of them, were murders orchestrated by Afurakanu Afurai Kaitnut, only because we were under the spiritual, intellectual, and cultural domination of the whites and their offspring. These murders were thus carried out by them, through us, and our immaturity via remote control. But it is time for us to regain our self-control. There are instances when the Abosom, Orisha, Vodou, Arusi, the Nananum Nsamanfo, Egungun, Mmuo, Kuvita will support abortion. If an Afurakani male or Afurite Kaitnit female is foolish enough to conceive a child with a non-Afurakani, non-Afurite Kaitnit individual, abortion is supported by the Abosom and Nsamanfo, the Orisha and Egungun, the Vodou and Kuvita, the Arusi and Mmuo. If the Okomfo, Abosomfo, Babalao, Bonkonon, Olorisha, Hungan, Sangoma, Dibia, the priest or priestess you consult has not or does not uphold this fundamental truth, you need to look for an honest priest or priestess. Wake up! Send that spirit back to Asamando, the ancestral realm. Do not force an Afurakani Afurite Kaitni child to have to come into this world and have a white so-called mother or father, a white set of so-called relatives. This is a form of murder in and of itself, which is worse than abortion. How dare you bring an Afurakani male or Afurite Kaitni female who has lived through many incarnations fighting against the whites and their offspring into this world only to be forced to be dependent on a rapist, murderous spirit of disorder, forced to be indoctrinated by the white so-called parent and the disordered projections coming from the deceased relatives, spirits of disorder of the so-called white parent, forced to inherit and pass on defective melanin recessive genes. This is enslavement of an Afurakani Afurite Kaitni individual on the highest level. Send that baby back to Asamando, back to the Nananom Nsamanfo, so that he or she may be born again in the true sense through a conscious Afurakani father and Afurite Kaitnit mother in your blood circle who hate the whites and their offspring and love divine order. Parents who will instill in the newborn the culture of divine law. We have come to a point where awareness is being stimulated. To be ignorant is to exist at your own peril. Continue to bring our children back through perverse interracial unions, and when they become aware, they will attune themselves to the Abosom and Nananom Nsamanfo and turn against you, the black parent, forever. Continue to unjustifiably abort your children, and they will continue to wreak havoc in your life. Have you ever wondered why unity in our community has been so elusive? How can you expect to unjustifiably murder more of your own blood than the whites and their offspring enslaved and expect harmony to manifest? There is rage in the ancestral realm and the physical realm. How many of you harbor justifiable rage towards someone in your family because you are a spirit who was aborted repeatedly by them before you were finally conceived and brought to term? If you are going to be a killer or support a killer, be a killer of your enemy. Support the killing of your enemy, which is justifiable. Our maturity and awareness as Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, begins to manifest when we cease to unjustifiably murder, maim, poison, and abuse ourselves and our own, when we cease to be self-destructive. Release yourselves from the remote control of the whites and their offspring and their remote-controlled genocide of our community. Release yourselves from the fear of being yourselves. When you overcome the fear of truly being yourselves, you preserve yourselves, and you overcome the fear of eradicating your enemy. Medinde kwesi ra nehempata akan, ene ye ma'a keruda.